Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013. Hey, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Wow, holy smokes, right? What a day in the market. Welcome, 2013. Happy New Year. The Dow was up 308 points. Up over 2%, 2.35%. The NASDAQ up over 3%, up 92.75. Gold was down $1.20. Oil was down 33 cents. The S&P 500 up over 2.5%, up 36, over 36 points today. So, nice way to start off the year, right? What's the reason du jour? Hey, basically, the resolving of the fiscal cliff crisis, or at least kicking the can down a road a ways, right? You know, I think the rally was really based on certainty, you know? In other words, now we know what the tax rates will be. There's no more confusion about the rates. And the high-paid tax accountants, can get to work helping the rich avoid most of the tax hikes. You know, I think the good news about the whole fiscal cliff resolution is that the Bush tax cuts, at least for folks making less than 400,000 singles or 450,000 for married couples, the tax cuts are now permanent, right? The dividend tax capital gains taxes, are now permanent at 20%, right? Plus, if you're rich, another 3.8% for Obamacare. And the other good news is that they also put a fix in for the alternative minimum tax, right? And now it's indexed for inflation. So you know how every year we have to fight that battle? Alternative minimum tax, there always needs to be a last-minute deal. Well, now it looks like they finally have a permanent deal. Well, what's the bad news? Are there spending cuts? No. That can was kicked down the road for another 2 months, right? So March. So we're going to go through something like this again in a few months. And, you know, it seems like we're basically raising taxes on the rich and increasing spending by a lot more. So this really doesn't do anything to close the deficit and probably adds to it by leaps and bounds, right? You can imagine the national debt being well into the $20 trillion by the time Obama leaves office, right? So, you know, the slope of hope, emotions in motion. Hey, it's a new year. There's optimism. Finally, the fiscal cliff is done. So what's on the wall of worry? You know, these I kind of typed up myself because there's no wall of worry today when the NASDAQ's up over 3%. You know, the first year of a presidential term in the market, that can go bad. I think February could be kind of dicey. Might be a good year to sell in May and go away. You know, I tend to look for an exit point sometime in the spring for that. And, you know, might work out this year. The payroll tax, 2% Social Security back on. So we go from 4.2% to 6.2%. So, you know, President Obama was up there yesterday saying he didn't raise taxes on the middle class. Well, yes, he did. It's going to go back up. I know that it's just an expiration of a tax cut, but isn't that a tax hike? So what is the impact of that on consumer discretionary spending? You know, it's going to be, you can have a little over $1,000 on average, less in your paycheck this year. So, you know, $1,000 buys a lot of stuff when you multiply it by all the people in the workforce. Fourth year of a bull market that started in March 2009. It's getting a little long in the tooth, right? The market's getting closer to 1,500. Remember, the highs are just over 1,500, 1,500 and change. So we're getting back up there. And the secular bear market that started in the year 2000, it's, you know, basically between that 1,500 down to about 700 on the S&P plus or minus. And we've been back down there a couple times. And now we're back up near getting close to the highs again, right? So it's getting long in the tooth. Just wanted to pass that word along. Shares of Apple have rebounded a lot the last couple days, right? Up over 3% today. Rumors of an upcoming iPhone 6. Well, duh. What do you think was going to happen? Of course they're coming out with a new iPhone. It's just when, right? Sooner or later. And we're going to know how Apple's doing pretty shortly. They're going to, I think they have earnings this month. Is that right? For some reason, that doesn't seem right. But it is right, right? Didn't they report back in October? So this would be 3 months later. Anyways, on Bulls and Bears this weekend on Fox, Gary B. Smith forecasted that he thought Apple would be at new highs this year. So it's got that going for it. Gary's pretty good. I like following Gary. Hey, shares of Facebook up 5% today, up back to $28. Hey, have you noticed the ads in your mobile timelines? I use the iPad, the iPhone a lot, and I've noticed a bunch of ads for this, that, and the other thing. As I'm scrolling by, I don't know if anybody's clicking on those, but you know, maybe they've figured out a way to get some money for their mobile platforms. So in energy news, oil was down a little bit today, and you think oil would be going up if the economy is improving and demand is increasing. Yeah, it's winter, right? But increasing prices usually front-run the summer, right? So I'm not sure when we would see that, but usually folks get, you know, they start talking about $5 gas or, you know, whatever kind of, whatever the cost of gas will be in the summer, and it's always higher. But we usually see, just seem to see that in April and May, and everybody gets worried that it's going to be even higher in the summer, and that hasn't seemed to materialize. It seems like after Memorial Day, actually prices kind of fall and stabilize a bit. So that's it. You know, it was a really good day in the market. You know, my portfolio remains the same. I am still long beta stocks, small caps, NDX kind of things. I think the small caps and mid caps are at all-time highs, right? So I'm just cruising along with those. Made some money today, which is nice. You know, with the NASDAQ up 3% and money market returns about 0.01%, it'd take 300 years to make that in a money market fund, right? Just in one day. And wouldn't it be nice if we got 3% return in the NASDAQ every day? We'd all be rich. We'd all be rich. Just one more political comment on the fiscal cliff stuff. You know, my thought is that, you know, taxes going up on the rich, I don't think it really helps the poor. It doesn't help the middle class. Basically, it just penalizes those who, you know, do the work, the performers, the higher paid folks. It just basically penalizes them. And, you know, they've got accountants to try to figure a way around that. The government anticipates those kind of revenues, even though the revenues that they project usually don't come in. So, you know, so I just think we're going to see a lot of deficit spending, even more. And when the money's taken out of the private sector like that and put in the public sector, the money gets spent on things that it normally wouldn't get spent on, right? It goes to aid to Pakistan, or it does go to unemployment benefits. And I don't know, what are we at, 5 years of unemployment benefits, something like that? Instead of being spent on iPhones or TVs or other ways that you and I would spend the money. Anyways, hey, that's it. I'm going to keep it relatively short. If this is short, I'm not sure. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.